Start over again. You hold nach nun vor vom Ralf. Let's start from the top again. Hanoidim in Abayis. Someone that makes nitz and neder not to go into a house. A house is lost to him. So locher is mutab aliyah. He's allowed to go to the attic, upstairs. The upstairs is not called part of the bayis. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's where Rabbi Meir holds. When a person says a bayis, it means bedafka, downstairs and not upstairs. But chama moimrim, no, aliyah b'chlal habayis. The upstairs is also considered part of the bayis. So if you make an issa neder not to go into a house, you can't even go into the upstairs either. Hanoidim and aliyah, but if you speak out clearly, you only make an issa neder by aliyah, the upstairs, then for sure mutab bayis. And everybody agrees that you're mutter in the bayis. Because if you say the aliyah, you mean badafka, the aliyah, the upstairs, the attic, and you do not mean downstairs, the ikka, the bayis. So Mora says, if so, mantan, who's the tano, tadashin, the posik, babayis, is first of all, the rabbi says the yitziyah. So it's a shal exactly what the girsa should be. This is talking about the bayis of a nega. And that's so, if you have a nega, babayis, it says the bayis is tummy. So the posik says, babayis, an extra base. So one drosha, the rabbi says he itziya. Posha means the beam that sticks outside the house. If you have a beam sticking outside and there's a neger in the house, that's also tummy. Another drosha is babayis, the rabbi says holiya. That who adin, if you have a neger in the aliyah, in the upstairs, it also has a tumas babayis. So you see, you need an extra posik to be marber even the aliyah. So who's the tana? The chur of the posik would have just said the bayis, you would not know the aliyah. You would think a bayis means only inside the house downstairs. If there's a nega, the house is tummy. But if there be a nega upstairs in the aliyah, it wouldn't be tummy. That's why you need an extra base, bayis, that even the aliyah. So who dashes this way? Is Omer Rav Chizdi Rabbi Meihi. The Chur of this drush has to go according to Rav Meir. Like in our Mishnah, that Rav Meir says if you make a nether from the bayis, the aliyah is not included. So stam bayis means downstairs, not upstairs. Therefore, here, if the Torah wants to include even the upstairs, you need a drosha, babayis, the extra bays, even the attic is also included. Because the Rabbonin, if this drosha goes according to Rabbonin, ha'amri Rabbonin say stam, ha'amri Rabbonin aliyah b'chlal habayis, if so, lomali kro, what do we need a pasuk for? Pshita, according to the Rabbonin, when you say bayis, you mean to include the aliyah. So if the Torah would have said without the extra bays, I would also know that if there's a neg in the aliyah, it's tamei. So, normally, babayis ribui. Why do I need the extra bays, babayis, to make a ribui here, even without the ribui? Even without the ribui, it would be this way. So, Mor says, abayom abayis says no. It could be, afilu teime rabbonim. Even if you want to say it goes according to rabbonim, boi kro. Maybe here, by negoyim, still I would need the extra posik. Why? The salka daita chamina, because I would have thought, without the extra posik, it wouldn't be this way. Without the extra posik, I would have thought, but by the Pasuk says, Babayis Eretz Achuzaschem. It says, Babayis in Eretz Yisrael Achuzaschem, that you have an Achuzah, that we live in Eretz Yisrael. So I would have thought the Pasuk means, Ksiv, that the Mechuba Ba'aryo Shmei Bayis. That since the Pasuk says, Babayis Eretz Achuzaschem, what's called a Bayis? Only if it's in Eretz Achuzaschem means it has to be the bottom floor that's attached to the ground. That would have Tumas Negoyim. That's called the Mechabab Aryeh, it's attached to the ground. Shmei Bayis, that's called the Bayis for Hilchas Negoyim. But on Aliyah, the upstairs, I would have thought, Holoi Mechabab Aryeh, it's not called attached directly to the ground. Even though Avad, it's one house, and other halachas, it would be called Mechubar, it's called one house. But maybe here, if the Torah says, Babayis Eretz Achazaschem, maybe it only means the bottom of the house, the bottom, the ground floor, that's mamish attached to the ground. But maybe upstairs it's not mamish mechubal aryeh. Maybe there wouldn't be any tumas negoyim. So therefore, I need an extra pasuk here. Babayis tells no that babayis means even that aliyah also has tumas negoyim. So it could be this drush even goes according to the rabbonin, and we need a special drush by negoyim. Because otherwise, I would have thought eretz achuzaschem means dafka the downstairs and not the upstairs. Now the Gemara says, "Kaman knows who does it go like Hodi Yamarafuna Abarchia Mishmei Dula." Another halacha it says, "Bayis bebeistian yimoichlecho." If somebody sells a house, he owns a few houses, and he sells the house to Reuven, and he tells Reuven, "You should know, bayis bebeisti. I'm selling you a house in my house. That's what I'm selling you, Reuven." So now, when Reuven comes to collect the house, is Mara Aliyah. He's allowed to show him to give him even an Aliyah, the upstairs. An upstairs is also called a bayis bebeisti. has when he first sold the house to Reuven, he didn't say exactly which house he's giving him. He just told this Shimon, told Reuven, I'm selling you a bayis b'beisi, a house in my house. He didn't say exactly where, what, when. So now when Reuven comes to collect his house, the meicher is allowed to show him an aliyah, the upstairs. So we have a diyak here. Why? Because time, what's the reason? The yom alei bayis b'beisi. Because he said an extra lashon, I'm selling you a house in my house. Since he said bayis b'beisi, then he has the right to give him the aliyah, the upstairs. Ani meich lecho. Avu bayis tam, but mashmif, the meicher would have just said to the buyer, I'm selling you a house, then any mar aliyah, then he would not be allowed to show him the kind of an aliyah, he would vadafka have to give him a downstairs apartment. Because mashmif, stam bayis means a tacht in the downstairs apartment, not the aliyah. You know why over here the meicher has the right to show him an aliyah, the upstairs? Because he said this extra lashon of bayis b'beisi. So who does this halach go like? Is leimer Rabbi Meyahi. L'chura goes according to Rabbi Meyah, like it says in our Mishnah, that stam bayis means downstairs, and not an aliyah, not the upstairs. So if he would have said stam, I'm selling you a house would mean downstairs and not the upstairs. The reason why over here he has the right to show him an aliyah and upstairs is because he said the extra lashon of bayis b'beisi. But Akash, according to Chachamim, l'chura shouldn't need this. According to Chachamim, even if you stam say, I'm selling you my bayis, it should also be enough to show the aliyah. Gemara says, no, it could be afilu teme rabbonin. Maybe this halacha goes even according to the rabbonin shita. But what's the pshat then? My aliyah. What does it mean that the meicher has the right to show the lakeach an aliyah? It doesn't mean mamish the upstairs, but maybe it means me'ula shababatim. He has to give him his best house, the best one of his houses that he has. Because maybe that's the pshat from the extra lashon. Since he said the bayis b'beisi, you know what that means? A house in my house. You know what you meant to say? You meant to say the best house I have. So that would be pshat according to the rabbonin. Not that the pshat marei aliyah means then you're allowed to show him the attic. According to the rabbonin, even if you would have said stam bayis, also you can show him the upstairs. Because the upstairs is included in bayis. But this is telling you a new halacha. If you say an extra lashon that I'm going to sell you a house in my house, you know what that means? That means that I'm selling you the best house I have. Therefore, the lakeach has the right to say, you have to give me the me'ula shebavatim. So, the Mishnah. Ha'noidim min amita. Someone makes an issa neder not to have enjoyment from a bed. So, halacha is muta v'darvish. He's allowed to enjoy a darvish. We'll see in the Gemara what a darvish is. Another type of a bed. But a darvish, that's muta. Tiri Rabbi Meir. Therefore, if you make an isin there, they're not to have enjoyment from a bed, you're also to have enjoyment from a dargish also. But the opposite way, if you speak out clearly, you're making the isin there, they're not to have enjoyment from this type of a bed, a dargish, then everybody agrees, with a regular bed, you're allowed to have the enjoyment. Because what did you speak out? Punkt a dargish. So you meant to exclude a normal bed. But just when you say you're making a nisa neder from a regular bed, that's the machlokes that Ramea says you do not mean to include a darvish. The Chum say no, a darvish is also included. Now the Gemara says, Alakasha, my darvish. What is this thing? What is this darvish? Is Alma Ula Ula says, Arso de Gada. You have a special bed in the house that's used for mazel tov. You have a special bed set aside for a good mazel. The Ran says, Arso in the bottom, third line from the bottom. Arso the God, the Ran says, Noigin hoyu lahatsiya mita lamazal abayis. They used to have one bed, who's a normal bed, but set aside just for the mazal of the house. God the mazal, but then with the same correct bomb, Madame Isha Yaitis. God could leave a stomach loy. The kids, there was a special type of the couch that wasn't made to use. They didn't sit on it. It was just set aside. There should be a good mazal in the house. That's what this dagish is. Therefore, it's not included, according to Rav Meir, in a regular bed, because it wasn't used. It wasn't used to sit on. It was only used. It should be there for a good mazel. Orulei Rabbanan Liula. So Rabbanan say back to Ula. Hoditanan. That's what we learned to Gemara Sanhedrin. Kishen Mevarin Oisai. When a Kohen Gadol was an oval, one of his mishpacha was niftah, that the Kohen Gadol had a sit shiva. So they came back from the Kfura, they Mevarin. They used to make the first Suda, they would bring him food. Kishen Mavara Noisa, when they gave the Kohen Gadol teat, by that first Suda, is Kol Ha'om Misuben Aloritz. Everybody that came around the Kohen Gadol had to sit on the floor. For who Mesav Al HaDargish? But the Kohen Gadol, punked now by the Sudas Havroah, sat on the Dargish. So the Kasher is, if you're telling me now a Dargish is a funny bed that's not used the whole year, only for good mazel in the house, So this is modern then. That kulisha so lo yosavalo. The whole year, punk, this bed is not used. This bed is set aside for good nazal, stand for a good luck charm, and it's not used in the house. And ahu yoyim yosavalo. And just this one day, when the Kohen Gadol, when he comes back from the Kfura, and he has to have a Suda Savro, the first Suda, you have to bring him food to eat. So then, punk that Suda, you have to eat on a Dargish. Like, it doesn't make sense. So, Chur, this should be a proof that that's not what a Dargish is. So, Mura says, no, that's not a Kasha. Just we find other halachas like this also. There's something special about the Suda Savro. So, by the Suda Savro, it could be, we have to give him a special place to sit. Like, Maskev Lo Ravin, Ravin has the Kasha back. Me, well, like, what's such a kasha? What do you have so hard to understand here? It's just like, me did you have, it's just like, a boss of a yain, like wine and a meat. The kula shasa the whole year, e boy ochel, vi boy le ochel. It's up to him. If he wants to eat his own, if not, he doesn't have to eat it. Oh, who yaima this day, anan yavinen le. A Suda Savro is a special Indian. When you come back from the Kfura, the first Suda you have, somebody else has to give it to you. Somebody else has to prepare that Suda for you. So the kids, so you see there's something different about the Suda Savro. Samel is not such a kasha. Why punk this one Suda you're supposed to eat on the sitting on the Dargish? But the Ran says, Kishoy Mavara Nais Lekoyen Godel, Shira Loi Ovel, O Mastisir Per Koyen Godel, Kula Shof Le Yosef Ola Ad Ashev Loi Yosef Aloi Semita Shreim Nachas Al Yehid Le Sarabayis Vashdo Ovel Yosef Not the Kasha. Well, the Terence is not such a Kasha. You find different halachas by the Suda Savro, special halachas. This is also part of the special halacha. So Mara says, Elo Ho Kasha. Elo might have another Kasha that's bothering me. If you tell me now this Dargish is a bed set aside for Mazel. The Tanya will learn like this. Dargish loyhoye kafeyu. The Mal Nigmaras times when used to sit Shiva, all 7 days used to turn the bed upside down. It used to be kafeyu, turn the bed upside down, because Damos the minig was asleep on the floor, not on the bed, so we'll turn over the beds. Zman is there, we don't do this, but Zman and Gemara used to turn over the beds. So it says, Dargish loyhoye kafeyu. The Dargish you do not have to turn over. El Zaykfa. Zaykfa, the Ran says, or the Rosh Chah, just leave it the way it is. Don't have to stand it up, just leave it the way it is. Now, v'yamrit arsa de gadhu, if you want to tell me now a dargish is kamat like a regular bed, a regular couch, just that it's set aside, not to be used, it's set aside for good mazel, but so what? For a time you learned that ha'koifa es mitosai, that we say when you're a novel, you're sitting shiva, you're supposed to turn over the beds in the house, so it says there, loy mitosai bevatu ka'koifa, it's not only your bed that the oval sleeps on, he has to turn over. Any bed that he has in the house, he has to turn over also. So the question is then, if a dargish is a regular bed, so he should also have to turn it over. How come here it says, you leave it alone, you don't have to turn it over? So more says, hold a kasha. Hey, that's also not such a big kasha. That's not a spiritual way.